30% money.
That means we have main sale.
He says we need to cut more.
So do I.
Everybody got their mics on?
But I ain't getting paid $40 for that.
Okay, we're right here at 6:30. We want to call this November 10th, 2015 meeting of the Liberty County School Board into session. First, we'll lead off with a prayer by Mr. Hayes and the pledge following it by Mr. Keever. Stand for the prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks this afternoon as we come together to do our school business, Father. Bless each and every board member, superintendent. Pray for each and every person in our audience, Father. Bless them and watch over them. And Father, as Veterans Day come up, let's remember our veterans, Father, if it be thy will. Be with us and watch over us throughout this night. We ask these things in precious name. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, our first order of business is to for the board to elect a new chairperson for the 2015-16 school year. And do I have any nominations?
Mr. Superintendent, I'd like to nominate Tina Tharp as the chairman.
Second.
I have any other nominations? Do I have a nomination about all nominations close?
So moved.
Good. All right. Call for a vote. All in favor of Tina Tharp serving as chair for the 2015-16 school year, Liberty County School Board, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ms. Tina, you are now in possession of the magic wand.
Okay. Mainly for Roger.
And I believe you take over now.
Yep.
Okay, well, y'all just bear with me because this was not really expected. But we'll move on to item number 5. We're going to be doing an election of a vice chairperson for the 2015-16 school year. Do you have any nominations?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Hayes.
Second.
Anybody got any other nominations? Anyone opposed? Mr. Doobie?
I'll wait.
You're it.
So we'll move forward with Mr. Hayes as vice chairman. Item number 6, we need to establish a time and date for the regular school board meetings. As of right now, they're 6:30. Do I have anybody that would like to propose a new time, or?
I say keep it as is.
I would too.
Everybody in favor?
I almost said something, but no. Is that the feeling of the board to keep it as is?
Okay. It's the pleasure of the board. We're going to keep it at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time.
What day of the week?
Second Tuesday of every month. Item number 7, we need to select official depository for our fiscal year 2015-2016, Centennial Bank or an alternative depository. Currently
using Centennial. Are we satisfied finance side with Centennial? I'd recommend that we continue.
Mr. Chairperson, I make a motion we keep it as Centennial Bank as our official depository.
Number 8, we need to approve the revised school board member.
We need to vote on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody? We had a motion and a second. Is anybody opposed for keeping Centennial Bank? Okay, motion carries. Okay, item number 8, approve the revised school board member and superintendent salaries for fiscal year 2015-2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Mr. Hayes, second. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, any additions or corrections to the agenda? We need to add emergency items number 1 and 2. Do I need to read that?
You can read it.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion to approve those? Make a motion to approve those, please?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddy. Second by Mr. Beaver. Any opposed? Motion carries. Then we go on to item number 10, the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion? Mr. Hayes, motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Petty, second. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, the recognition and presentation. We're going to have some recognition for students from W.R. Toler School who won the Red Ribbon Drug Awareness Writing Contest.
I think Ms. Bess is going.
Agenda, Mr. Chris Kincaid. Is he here with us?
He is.
Okay. Mr. Kincaid's going to give a presentation on behalf of the Bass Fishing Federation about establishing a bass fishing team at Liberty County High School, which would afford scholarships to the students.
Got her shock in the back.
Mr. Petty called me today, and I told him we done research with shocking devices, but I was with Mr. Reddy. Now that y'all know me, I'm Chris Kincaid. I graduated from Liberty County High School. I'm a tournament fish, bass fish, and I see to where I would like to give back to this county and find a, talk to school board, principals and everything, to get high school baskets in Liberty County. Bluntstown is working on it. There is, Baker's got it. It's five different high schools in our local area that's got high school. A little bit about it is the scholarships. I think it's 3,000 scholarships they give every year to the top. You get to go all over the world and fish, literature, everything to do about fishing. You need six students to start. The insurance is $1 million and anything you can dream of. It's FLW, it's a Walmart tour, it's sponsored. Like you say, I wanted to present it to the school to see if it was that we could get approved in Liberty County High School. And actually need a teacher, you know, I'd have to go through a teacher myself, I would help. Questions with the boats, I've got three boats that would do it if we had to go to the state finals or anything. Practically it would be apparent to anybody that vehicle, boat, anybody that participated would be covered under FLW's $1 million insurance. Plus, I'll give Mr. Davis and the school board, they'll just tie on with us too on Amber Alerts, kids missing, something happens, anything you dream of, it's $1 million insurance. I sent out a YouTube video of the actual president. I can get him in here and he will assist us. I figured as soon as we get it started for this year, it will lead on the next year. I hope the parents get involved, because if the parents don't get involved, it's another day. It's a $25 membership for the kid, and that gets them covered with the insurance. Club's insured, all his high school books with it, and it's like any other club. It would be a 2-hour every month. You can either do it during school hours. I would recommend doing it after school hours, and it basically teaches the kids sun, moon, science, everything you can dream about.
There's no cost to the district for that class B. Okay.
No cost. It's the kids that would cost. Okay. It'd actually be the parents. That's why I say the parents with their gas and get the kids where to go, just like great baseball or football.
Is there any requirements that the kids have to meet to be able to be eligible?
Yes, 2.0.
2.0 like any other.
Grade 2.0. They have to have 2.0. Like I say, if it gets rolling, I was talking to Mr. David. At first, before we decide to go with FLW, then we would see if we have six kids that is interested in doing it.
You have to have six at least?
I have to have six to do this.
Okay.
FLW.
And what's the age, Brad? What's the age they got to be?
9th grade and 12th.
9th through 12th.
Male and female.
Male or female. Yeah, I've done that with a few females wearing my tail out on the lake. Females can kick it. So, yeah. You're exactly right. And basically, before you would get in the club gets you into the state tournaments, federal and world tournaments. They recognize you. Also, notice you got FSU fans. FSU just got their college. 4 years ago, they got a college basketball team.
Yeah.
This will give the kids in Liberty County a chance to get a scholarship to bass fish for that fishing. So, basically, it ain't all about bass fishing. You can make it what it is. I mean, bass fishing is one sponsored it, but it's going to be throwing rod and reels. The literature that I got, they teach them how to tie hooks, bait hooks, throw rod and reels, and it gives them all scholarships.
So all we'd have to do is have at least six students.
Six students.
Grades 9, 12.
The principal, of 2 hours a month to do it on and I'd like to get anybody who want to do it, schedule a time. You know, if you get a teacher involved.
Got to have a teacher. Okay. Sponsored.
sponsors, and I will help them as much as I can help them. And so, Michael, you can pass the school, but I have to have half the parents. You have to have the parents. You know, they don't have to have that.
You want to start relatively small, don't you, Chris, to get started?
I'd like to start it.
Tournaments during turkey season?
No, sir. No, sir. That's when they fail. No, sir. I
thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Brad, we'll need to get together, me and you and the high school principal, whenever you can make. Just give me a call tomorrow at the office if you, when you can. Those won't be bad.
Thursday.
I mean, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday.
Okay. Thank you for coming. Item number 12 is time for public comments now. We have three for public comments so far. Is there anybody else? We have Ms. Rachel Bryant, Ms. Carrie Smith, and Ms. Johnette Walkless. Is there anyone else that would like to have public comment time? Okay. We're going to go ahead and move forward with that. First, we have Ms. Rachel Bryant. She's with the Department of Health with the Liberty County Health Department.
I just wanted to come before the school board to see if we could ask for someone from the school board to attend our Liberty's health advisory council meetings, committee meetings. A couple of years ago, there were about 50 partners, community members, the school participated, law enforcement, all agencies and businesses participated in a community health improvement plan following a community health assessment. And from the health assessment, the group prioritized what we needed in Liberty County and identified two major priorities. Number one was obesity, and number two was education. Since then, we've had a revisit of the information and the latest statistics and added a third priority being risky youth behaviors. The Health Advisory Committee meets once a month right now. We're looking at continuing that monthly or going quarterly. Right now, it meets on the third Tuesday at 2 o'clock. We have been meeting at the Veterans Memorial. This month, we're going to meet in Calhoun at the Calhoun Public Library in the Heritage Room. Because we both have similar problems, the same priorities, we found that it's very productive since we, a lot of the same agencies, so the two counties, to meet together and kind of bounce ideas off each other. So we're meeting over there this month. But, you know, since one of the priorities of the county is education, we really need the school's input on how to address that. This plan is not the health department plan. We have stepped in and to take lead on helping gather information and people to address the problem. But it's not, the health department can't fix education. And in Falcon, one of their priorities is poverty. The health department can't do that. So that's why I want to stress it. We're taking lead to kind of gather information and facilitate the plan. Because as you all know, we don't have great plans. Someone to take direction and move it forward, it just sits on a shelf and isn't getting there. So that's why the health department has kind of wanted to take the lead with this plan. But we really need someone from the school to really step in and help us to see, you know, what we can do as partners for some of these priorities, how we can address them. Because, as you know, we have a captive audience at the school, and everybody has great ideas. We'll just go to the school and talk about this in the school. But then we also realize and appreciate that the school already has curriculum and already has standards. And, you know, kids' days are pretty packed already. So we can't, there's only so much the school can do. So it takes a village. And so we're asking for someone from the school board to kind of join our village and help us address all of these problems.
Do you want to do that?
They're going to ask me to do that.
You're the chairwoman. You can name
thank
it.
Yeah.
If somebody that wants to be appointed,
Ms. Thaw.
I will be glad to serve on that with y'all.
Thank you. Like I said, it's, our next meeting is next Tuesday, 2 o'clock Eastern time.
At the library in Bluffstown.
In Bluffstown, back in the Heritage Room.
Okay. I'll call you if I forget.
Okay.
If I forget where it's at. I won't forget.
Also.
Yes.
And that plan is posted on our website. So, and I have CDs and hard copies if anybody would like to look at those to kind of see what data drove those decisions and the revision. And if you just wanted to be added to the list so that if you just don't have anything to do one day when we have a meeting, you can come join us. So, but I have those available if you just let me know if you
join.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
All right. Second, we have Ms. Carrie Smith. And she's with she's the president of the Liberty Education Association.
I just wanted to start by thanking you guys for everything you do for our schools. The decisions you make here have a direct impact on the teacher success they can have in the classroom. I know we don't thank you guys enough for all that you do. And I know sometimes we don't agree, but I know that you have the children's best interest at heart. I do know that. I wanted to bring a couple of issues to your attention. And although I'm here as the LEA president, these issues are an issue for all teachers. Sorry. One issue is the summer pay for teachers. Currently, teachers get $100 a day stipend to attend vital professional development trainings in the summertime. These trainings also can play a huge part in the success of students. However, the 100-day stipend that we've had for the past 20 years is very much outdated and needs your attention. Simply put, most teachers can't afford to go. They can't afford to go and pay for gas to get there, child care, and pay for a lunch. When they've done that, they're down to making $10 an hour. You can see that that's not cutting. It needs your attention. Another issue that needs your attention, the that is a burden for all teachers in each school is lunch duty. Most teachers have lunch duty every other week. And if you sit down and do your addition, this is an extra 45 hours extra a year a teacher works with zero compensation, because we are not paid for that lunch time. I don't know how you feel or how comfortable you are for working an extra week out of your schedule with no pay. So I want you to think about that. It also means that during that day, that teacher doesn't have a break. Consider a day when you have lunch and you're sharing it with 40 of your favorite kindergartners and how fun that can be. If you're not sure how it would feel, come out and try it. There's always lots of milk cartons to be opened. There's cookies that need to be opened. There's food that needs to be warmed up. And on top of that, you've got to squeeze in eating your own lunch in that 25 minutes. And it's a 25 minutes you're not compensated for in any way. This is what you're expecting for teachers right now. And this is what they do. I'm sure you can see why your attention is needed to fix this problem. Teachers simply can't do any more in their day. I'm asking you as the superintendent and as the board to think about these issues teachers have and see what you can do to make things better. I know they can't be perfect, but I do believe that they can be better. I encourage you to come out and talk to your teachers. See how they feel. They may have great solutions that would be a no cost to you guys. It does us good to work together to come up with some good solutions. We as teachers need your support more than you're ever going to know, especially right now with education and the pressure that we all have. All staff, we have a lot of pressure on us right now to be successful. And I know that if we work together, we can make things better for everyone, our school, our teachers, our students, everybody. And I feel like it's going to take you guys helping us out on these issues to make things better for us.
Anybody from the board have any questions for Ms. Smith? Any comments?
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Ms. Johnette Walquist.
I bring my sidekicks with me. I just wanted to introduce two ladies. Most of them I already know. Jody Granger, our school health coordinator from the Department of Health, Liberty County Health Department. With her is Melissa Garfield.
I knew I'd do it.
That's right, you're special.
My name has to
be. I still call everybody by their maiden name, but anyway. They're here tonight with me to ask you for a workshop to be held for us to discuss our teen pregnancy rate. We currently are under a project with DOE and Department of Health that we've been under since 2012. It's a five-year project that's identified us as one of the highest counties in the state of Florida for STDs, HIV, and teen pregnancy. And that project was brought forth to provide services to our school district to help us reduce that rate. That's what we're under right now, and we've been doing, Jody and I, along with providing some other things for the teachers through the resources that they present to us, have been trying to work within the district to help lower that. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jody and Melissa for them to finish up what they want to say about it.
We've been doing the teen pregnancy community conversations, and we have one with our school health advisory committee. It was on the 29th?
Yes.
We had a regular chat meeting on the 29th, and we had some community people come in to do a presentation, because a lot of people don't know what our rates are. And right now, our three-year rolling rate, the state is at 24.3. That's teen birth rates to mothers 15 to 19, and that's unmarried women. And that is their rate for the whole state of Florida. Liberty County is at 54.8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a percentage, that's per 1,000 births.
And that's only recorded births. That's not miscarriages, that's not abortions, that's not people that are just getting pregnant, it's the ones that actually have babies. Mm-hmm. So our number, we were number two, and that's what we put on our flyer, but we're now at number three, so we've got Hardy County, Calvin County, and Liberty County. So we're really high. The state rate keeps dropping, and we are staying about the same or going higher.
I thought it was interesting that Calhoun and Liberty are turning down the rate in that says something to me a little bit. Not sure what it says, but it says something.
We just wanted to ask you if you would like to have a presentation, the same PowerPoint that we gave our SHAC, if we could present it to you guys in a workshop to go over more statistics and ask you more questions and get your feedback on what you think is going on.
It was recommended by one of our community members that we bring this to the school board and ask for a workshop so that you could be aware of it and have participation in what we feel like as a community we need to do to try to reduce this rate. Because as we know, it affects everything we do in the school system.
Yes, it does. I mean, I feel like we could have a workshop. Does everybody have any difference? Or
An hour would be more than enough, I think.
Yeah, it's just a quick presentation. And more, it's the time comes from just asking questions. And we'd like to get some feedback from you guys. So it's probably going to take more than an hour.
Okay. Are you looking to do it within, like, the next week or two? Or... do we need to go ahead and schedule that?
Jody? Yeah, we need to do it before.
We would like to do it before December 1st.
Before December 1st? Well, we're meeting again next
Monday. I'll be here this Monday.
You'll be here this Monday?
Mm-hmm.
We have a meeting already scheduled. It's a public hearing at 5:05. Do we want to do it before then or after then? What would please the board? I mean, is before that better for y'all?
Better for me after, but I'll want
5:05 is the regular.
That'll literally last like
the meeting's not going to be long.
Five minutes. So, do y'all want to do it as soon as we're finished with that?
That'd be great. Do you want to say
5:15? Would that?
Let's say 5:30. Okay. Just in case there's.
But I don't know that we have ample time to agenda that.
Okay. Yeah,
we have to give at least 7 days.
Can it be added on as an emergency? I don't know the rules about it. I'm just throwing that out.
Well, the next available opportunity is the December
8th.
Will they ask before the 1st of December?
Oh, before the 1st of December?
Okay. Yeah, they have a deadline. They're trying to.
Okay.
So it's not okay?
Let's call a special workshop one in.
Yeah.
You
could adjourn that meeting and then just do a special workshop, emergency workshop.
That's good to me.
Yeah.
So Monday?
Monday the 16th.
Yeah, we'll I'd make it earlier because right now we just got that public hearing. That's going to be one motion, and then you got.
Yeah.
We got to
approve the school improvement plan. Got a couple little things we'll have to do there in that special meeting.
Yeah.
It won't take us just a few minutes though, to do them. It's either going to be 5:30 or unless y'all want to come early.
We'll be here if you get ready. We'll start.
Y'all want to do it prior to the meeting Monday or after?
After.
If it's after, we're looking.
Well, I'll work schedule whatever.
We're looking at 5:30 if it's afterward.
If it's something that we can do emergency workshop with, I say do it 5:30 on the 16th. Would be my opinion.
We're gonna set it for 5:30.
All right, thank you. Mary, we will advertise it to the public because we are trying to get as much information from them too. But thank you very much.
Thank y'all. Thank
you. Yes, ma'am.
And Seth, we can do a follow-up maybe Thursday on make sure everything's kosher on our advertising part. Thank y'all.
All right, at this time, we're going to move on to item number 13, approval of minutes for October 13th, 2015 meeting. Do I have a motion for it? Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Anybody opposed? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item number 14, old business. It says none. We don't have any this month. Item number 15, finance action items. Did we have any budget?
I didn't see any.
Okay. All right. Would we be able to do these all as consent items? Okay. Do I have a motion for finance action items to be all
approved
as a consent?
Make a motion, Madam Chair, we do it 1, 2, and 4 by consent.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Who did the second?
One, two, four.
We didn't have any budget amendments. Okay. Moving on, item number 16, finance action items. FA1, approve the request to advertise to sell 4 Liberty County School Board buses and 1 truck. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. A second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kiefer. Any opposed? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Finance action item number 2, approve.
Sorry. Madam Chairman, can I ask just a quick question?
I'm talking to Summer State. We're
going to
put a minimum bid on that.
What's the scrap weight?
That's what.
Minimum scrap weight. I think the scrap is about 2 centimeters.
Yeah, it's way down there.
So we'll have to get them.
$500.
And we know the weight on is posted on the bus, would it not be, Kevin? So we can.
You know, roughly 10,000 pounds. You know, that's 500.
So whatever.
The 500 minimum bid on it.
Yep.
R750. I think you can get 750.
I'd make it a little higher.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Or what, yeah, whatever y'all decide, when we advertise it, we put a minimum of whatever you decide.
Didn't you say 3 of them a day run? I mean, one of them had a transmission problem or something?
One of them had a transmission problem, yes. None of them had a payer. There were 6 of them we took to what we think is the best bus in town. We're going to keep those. We got a
title
that needed some buses.
Kevin, I'm sorry. Recommend that. What would you recommend? What we said. We said that just take them to the over for metal would be around 700, probably.
Yeah, around
so, and Kyle, you were saying you want to be a little higher.
I just think if it doubles, which it will, somebody may just buy them and hang on to them, and then they turn right around, and they get $1,200 out of them. Or if it doubles, it'd be $1,500.
I'd say $1,000.
I'd say at least $1,000, yeah. Maybe even $1,500.
Last time we got between $1,500 and $2,000.
What I'm saying, I'd say at least $1,000.
If we do a minimum $500, I'd say keep them, and then when it comes back up, we scrap them.
Yeah.
But that's right. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what somebody else is going to do. Yeah. They're going to anticipate, and you know that those metal prices are going to come back up, and just hang on to them and double their money.
And I'll say the Dodge truck.
Can you give it away?
It costs us money to hold on.
Yeah.
What's that? What was scrap bill on that? Scrap bill at about $250? Say $250. That's shot, ain't it?
It's not worth it for you. I mean, whatever scrap bill.
Whatever the bid brings.
So
I would put a minimum maybe a couple. Maybe.
Let's don't keep that.
6,000 pounds that truck does. You're talking about 100 bucks. That truck probably about 6,000 pounds. Dodge, long wheelbase, record cab, it's around 6,000 pounds.
So whatever the recycle amount of money would be.
Hey, if you get a direct price, if you would like that, and we'll put that on, you know.
What about 500 for that and 1,000 on the buses for minimum?
Yeah, no, you won't get 500.
We'll not get it.
I'd say 375.
Does it run at all?
Nobody in here. We took it off the road because it's not roadworthy. I mean,
I'd say 275, which is what we get for nothing, and pray for a little bit more. Or 250 or
250. That's what I figured.
You're not going to get a lot more.
Right.
Say 250 for the truck and 1,000 for the buses.
Do we need to put that in the motion?
Kevin, is that 1,000 for the buses bothering you?
You'll get 1,000 for the buses.
Okay. I think you will.
The one with the transmission problem, you might not. It's going to be close.
County might buy it, right?
So do we need to put that in a form of a motion?
Hey, you might make more money on the truck by letting the L Club or some club over here use it for the fall festival. And
they'd probably need to add a minimum.
Everybody give them $5 a hit.
That's very true.
So do we need to amend the motion that we did to say at a minimum for buses 1,000 and a minimum What was it that y'all said for the truck?
$120 is all $2 is.
For a 6,000 pound vehicle?
Yeah.
I'd have to do it on a calculator. I don't know. I think you said that's what it is.
$120 at 6,000, 2 cents a pound.
I'd go with $250.
$250, that's fine. And we don't sell it.
Okay.
I make a motion to sell all four buses for $1,000 or more. And if we can't get that, per bus.
Per bus.
Can't get that, hang on to them until metal prices go up and sell the truck for $250.
Minimum.
B is be turned into Michigan Bank, that's over 10 times.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second. Okay. Okay, so I'll make sure. Are we just selling them for $1,000, or that's the lowest bid?
The minimum bid.
Okay, because that's different.
I hope we get $3,000.
Because that motion was to sell them for $1,000 a piece. From what I understood.
Okay, I make a motion to sell them at least for $1,000 a piece.
To start the minimum bid.
Start the minimum bid.
Minimum bid.
If we can't get $1,000, then we keep them a piece.
We'll do it like last time. We'll seal bid. They turn them into the superintendent's office, and we'll open them on a certain date.
Do we have some dates down there for that? How long we're going to?
Either December or January.
I'm going to second that motion so we can talk about it.
Do we understand what the motion and the second is, Ms. Eubanks?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor? Okay. Finance action items number 2, approve the services agreement between Performance Assessment Network, which is PAN, Testing Centers and Liberty County School District from October 19, 2015 to October 19, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Make motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. All in favor?
Aye.
Finance action items number 3, approve the cooperative agreement between Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Health to provide registered nurse services for the 2015-2016 school year.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Heber. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any opposed? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Finance action items number 4, approve the accounting and financial reporting for pensions for the 2014-15 annual financial report. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 17, personnel consent items. PC1, approve the request for Jennifer Sewell and Julie Lyons to travel out of state to attend the Art of Coaching Volleyball Clinic in Atlanta, Georgia from 3 o'clock p.m. Friday, May 20th to the 22nd. All expenses are to be paid out of the internal volleyball account.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Keever.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any comment? Any opposed? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Personnel consent items number 2. Number 2. I lost my place. Approve the recommendation to transfer one 12-month paraprofessional, which is 8 hours per day position, from LLC to WR Toller, effective October 22nd, 2015.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Personnel consent items number 3, approve the recommendation to change one part-time, which is 3.5 hours, food service worker at Hosford Elementary and Junior High to one full-time, which is 6 hours, full service food service worker at Hosford Elementary and Junior High, effective December 1st, 2015. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any opposed?
I'll get it real quick. Amy, could you... We had a rationale behind that. I know y'all assume we know what we're doing. We want to make sure you do on this one. With the rationale behind raising that to a full-time position at Hosford.
Did they get one of these in their packet? The spreadsheet?
I think so.
Okay.
Gave you out. You should have one.
Basically, what I did to show the numbers was went back to August and September of 2014, and I looked at how many staff we had on board, and how many meals we were serving and claiming and all of that, and I compared that to August 2015 and September 2015 so that we could see if we had had an increase in the number of labor hours, the number of meals we were serving. And what we showed from that was that we had gone up from August of 2014 to August of 2015 from 1771 meals to about 2250 in breakfast. And then also we had gone up from 4060 in lunch in September 14 to 4230 in lunchtime in September of this year. So we have actually increased the number of meals that we're serving over there. And also they're having some, another few things that I just discovered is we need a little bit more part-time person there too, because we're having some cashiering. We don't have a person to cashier and count and claim correctly, so we needed a person for that too. So that's what this spreadsheet shows.
Okay. Amy's doing a great job, Mark.
Thank you, Amy. Okay. All in favor for the motion and second on the floor? Say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to item number 18, personnel action items. We've got quite a few of those. So, PA number one, approve accepting the resignation letter from Brian Mercer, custodian at W.R. Toller School, effective October 15, 2015. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Kiever. Any opposed? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Am I doing that backwards?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, y'all need to tell me.
We all married, we know better.
That's the first accounting thing I've ever heard you say.
This is
going to
be good.
That was too easy.
Do it anyway, I do that all the time, see.
Okay.
I thought it was natural.
Okay. Thank you. All right, personnel action items. Number two, approve accepting the resignation letter from Kenneth Edwards from 21st Century CCLC effective October 14, 2015. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes.
Second.
Second by
Mr.
Kiever. Mr. Reddick. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. See, I forgot that one, too.
Yeah.
Moving on to PA number three, approve accepting the resignation letter from Cassie Vickers from 21st CCLC effective October 14, 2015. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Personnel action items number four. Approve the recommendation to hire Kenneth Edwards as DJJ teacher at Hosford School effective October 14, 2015, 2 hours per day, 2 days per week at $22 per hour. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever, second by Mr. Reddick. Any comments or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action number five. Approve the recommendation to hire Trenton Fowler and Emily Todd as DJJ student leaders at Hosford School effective November 2nd, 2015, 1 hour per day, 2 days per week at $10 per hour. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Kiever. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number six, approve the recommendation to hire Destiny Clark and Holly Ahalase as DJJ student leaders at W.R. Toller School effective November 2nd, 2015, 1 hour per day, 2 days per week at $10 per hour. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any comments or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action item number seven, approve the recommendation to hire Jennifer Kiever as DJJ teacher at W.R. Toller School effective October 26th, 2015, 2 hours per day, 2 days per week at $22 per hour. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any comments or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action item number 8, approve the recommendation to hire Misty Trickey as custodian at W.R. Toller, effective November 12, 2015. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kiever. Any discussion or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action item number 9, approve the request from Diana Blackburn for FMLA maternity leave beginning November 30th, 2015 through March 4th, 2016. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action item number 10, approve the request from Monica Reeves for FMLA maternity leave beginning March 25th, 2016 through May 6th, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any comments or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action items number 11, approve the request for Gretchen Hart to be paid as long-term substitute at W.R. Toller School for Diana Blackburn while she is out on maternity leave, effective November 30th, 2015 through March 4th, 2016. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action item number 12, approve the request for Becky Schuler to be paid as long-term substitute at W.R. Toller for Monica Reeves while she is out on a maternity leave, effective March 25th, 2016 through May 6th, 2016. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any comments or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Personnel action number 13, approve the request to transfer Ms. Betty Mayfield from part-time, which is 3.5 hours, food service worker, to full-time, which is 6 hours, food service worker at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School, effective December 1st, 2015. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion made by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion or comment? Yes.
Ma'am, does that make that position an actual full-time position, or is that terminology in the motion?
Well, we did that earlier.
Full-time position.
Full-time.
Full-time.
I was dead.
Since you admitted it, we'll forgive you. Okay. We had a motion by Mr. Hayes and a second by Mr. Reddick. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action items number 14, approve the request to transfer Sharon Guilford, 12-month paraprofessional, which is 8 hours per day, from Liberty Learning Center to W.R. Toller School, effective October 22nd, 2015. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any comments or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action items number 15, approve the revised substitute list for school year 2015-2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any comments or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action item number 16, approve the revised salary schedule for the fiscal year 2015-2016 year, effective November 10th, 2015. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any comments or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 19, do we have any instruction or curricular consent items?
Kay is out sick.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, we'll move on to emergency items. Thank you.
I got a couple right.
Oh, okay. You're going to go ahead?
Most of them are just reminders. Remember about our special meeting for next Monday at 5:05, or the hearing starts at 5:05.
What's the date on that?
That's
16th.
Yeah, 16th. A couple of dinners here to note. I know some of y'all like to eat. W.R. Toller is doing their Thanksgiving at 11 o'clock on Thursday the 19th. I think I'm correct on that, Bess. Y'all.
We got the email, but I haven't had a chance to read it. The 19th at 11.
Our district office Thanksgiving dinner, and y'all are mighty welcome to come, will be the November 17th at noon.
Will that be here?
Here in this room.
On our fancy eating tables.
I'm not sure when Hosford's Thanksgiving.
It's the 18th.
It's the 18th?
It's the 18th.
Okay.
We all send reminders for all this stuff, our calendar invites.
Okay. We'll get something to you.
Amy, do y'all know what time?
Don't want to miss one of these feasts.
11. It'll be 11 o'clock at Hosford.
11 o'clock on the 19th. And then lastly, just a reminder again about our Thanksgiving holidays, November 23rd through the 27th. We need the rest.
Do I need to go ahead? I'm just asking. Do I need to go ahead and do emergency items, or go back to the instruction curriculum action items?
Yeah, number 20.
I haven't done that yet.
Number 20.
Okay. So moving on to item number 20, instruction or curriculum action items. We have one. I number one, approve one student to attend Hosford Elementary and Junior High School for the 2015-2016 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any comments or discussion?
I'd like to say something. Sometime in the near future, we need to look at this, because we got a policy. We need to go look at it sometime if we get some time.
Yeah, I think our policy states that. What is I'm not I'm
May,
to
May, May.
Well, you got a drop dead date. You got a date where you can talk about. I talked to Mr. Summer too. But we need to have a when you have the drop dead date. That's just we got to honor that. Otherwise, we're just slowly but surely gonna have kids continuing to matriculate from Toller. Or vice versa. It could happen either way.
I agree, Kyle. There 100%. I think they're what has led to us just kind of almost throwing away the policy,
right,
going against it ourselves, is in many cases there are special circumstances that we've tried to take into account, but we need to go back and look at our policy. We need to strengthen it or whatever. I'm full for it. We'll definitely do it. We'll schedule us something here, you know, before we get into the problem again.
Okay.
We can meet
if y'all help
talk
us
about it.
Schedule that would be great.
Yeah, we also need to look at the student station.
Yes.
That's a big time that's problem.
I believe that when we built the new school that we were around 350 or something like that on and they won't let you build, of course, but for the size that you are, I think. Mm-hmm. Am I right there, Connor?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's one of the special facilities requirements.
Well, when we meet...
That's true, though, Kevin.
When we meet about this policy, can we have some of that information available to us so we
sure
can kind of see where we're at now?
Yeah.
I can meet you all as student stations and lounge every time.
Okay. All right. Do we have a motion yet? I'm sorry, I don't remember. To approve one student to attend Hosford Elementary and Junior High School for the 2015-2016 school year.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, seconded by Mr. Hayes.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Eubanks. Superintendent Adams, I think do you have anything else, Mr. Summers?
That'd be all.
Okay. Item number 22, we have board member items. Does anybody have any?
Yeah, I just want to thank ex-chairman Petty for all the hard work.
Yeah.
Did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
6 years I've been on here.
Hey, thank you.
Really, really good job.
Appreciate it.
I have to say the same thing.
over the few years, we had some trying times here, and I don't think we can got through that with Mr. Petty. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad to serve.
And I'd like to congratulate Ms. Thorpe for being the first Madam Chair of Liberty County.
History. Absolutely. In history.
Well, thank y'all.
You got
thank you for having me.
You got some big shoes to fill.
I guess thank y'all, huh?
Hey, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Glad to do it.
Ms. Payne, how long have you been here since 2014? I mean, 2004.
2004.
2004. I even got it wrote down.
My whole lifetime.
Yeah.
2004, 2015.
Yep.
Been a good one.
Yep.
All right. Do we have any more board member items? Okay. We'll go ahead and do emergency items. Emergency item number one, approve the recommendation for Becky Schuller to be paid as long-term sub paraprofessional at Hosford Pre-K during Connie Dowdy's leave of absence effective October 9, 2015 through December 18, 2015. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number two, approve the 2015-2016 district assessment calendar. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kiever. Any discussion?
Too many tests.
Yeah. We're test to death, for sure. Or the kids and teachers are, for sure. All in favor?
I distracted. I'm sorry.
Any opposed? Mm-hmm. Motion carries. Next item is motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, seconded by Mr. Hayes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I sure you brought that put.
Don't be safe going back.
Hey, just like Bobby Bowden, you'll have to be tough to fall behind that one.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Thank you.